أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير صدق الله العظيم. These are the concluding verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Inshallah, we will explore the message of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in these concluding verses. Many are the ahadith and virtues that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has conveyed to us with regards to the concluding two verses of the surah. Here, with regards to this verse, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that whoever recites the first four verses of the surah, that is of Surah Al-Baqarah, Alfam Alif Lam Mim Dalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fi Tu Ulaika Ala Hudam Min Rabbihim Wa Ulaika Humul Muflihun. And then he used to say the middle three, and there he referred to Ayatul Kursi, the two verses after Ayatul Kursi, La Ikraha Fiddin, and Allahu Waliyul Ladina Amanu. And then the concluding three verses of the surah from here, Lillahi Ma Fis Samawati Wa Ma Fil Ard. Whoever would recite this, then on that night of his recitation, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will protect his home from the entrance of any kind of shayateen or jinnat. Number two, he said that all difficulties, calamities, illnesses and sicknesses will not befall him and that of his family. We live in a time when these are our concerns. The concern of the attack of jinnat and shayateen, Allah Ta'ala safeguard one and all. Difficulties that we go through, the perplexities of life, the challenges of life, the illnesses, the sicknesses that come upon us in these days. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that these verses will protect a person from all of that. So number one is we should try and make it a habit to recite these verses once again from Alif Lam Mim Dhalikal Kitab to Ula'ika Ala Hudam Min Rabbihim Wa Ula'ika Humul Muflihun. Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. And then the next two verses thereafter, La ikraha fid-deen. And the verse that follows that, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu, till the end of that ruku. And then these last three verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, inshaAllah, put our yaqeen in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will safeguard us. Thereafter, whatever taqdeer has, that will prevail. Obviously, we cannot fight the taqdeer of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now when we look at this verse, Lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard, belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is whatever is in the skies, wa ma fil ard, and whatever is in the earth. In other words, one is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the khaliq. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the creator. And then thereafter here, the message that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala conveys is after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had created everything with his kudrat and his power, that kudrat and his power is now conveyed to us in a more elevated form, in a higher form, in the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full ownership. And when we speak about ownership, it means Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has full control of everything. Every atom, every molecule, every cell that exists in the skies and in the earth, all of it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is that kind of yaqeen that needs to come into our hearts, that everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and over and above that, everything is in the tasarruf of Allah, everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will grant to whomsoever He wants from it, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would hold from whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires to withhold from. A man owns 100 rands, that is his ownership. If the person so desires to give it out as a gift, that is his prerogative, that is his priority. If he wishes to take that 100 dirham and burn it, of course it will be foolish, but that is his right, it is his, it belongs to him. So hence, like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is conveying this message that everything is in the full control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبُكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. Now, one are the tangible things. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes many steps further. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about things that are intangible, things that cannot be seen, things that cannot be felt by people, by human beings. Something that is inconcrete. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us further and deeper now into the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَإِن تُبُدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. And if you obviate, if you open out, if you make known, مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ, whatever is in your heart, whatever is within yourself, أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ, or you conceal it, يُحَاسِبُكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make muhasaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take an account from you with regards to it. There will be an accountability. The thoughts that is in the inner crevices of our hearts, this is that message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is conveying. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make muhasaba. There will be hisab and kitab with regards to all of that. Now when we look at the other verses of the Quran, يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conveys the message. That here يُحَاسِبُكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take an accountability from you with regards to it. And more and before that, يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows as-sir. What are the secrets lying in the heart of an individual? That is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَخْفَى. أَخْفَى, what is more secret than a secret. That also is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is absolutely no hiding. قُلِن تُخْفُوا مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ أَوْ تُبْدُوهُ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهِ. Whether you conceal it in your hearts, or whether you obviate it, you make it known. You make it known by speaking, you make it known by your actions, in whatever way, all of it is in the full knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when we look at this verse, to us it is a reflection of the qudrat and the power and the ilm and the might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But look at the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No sooner was this verse revealed, sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum went and they submitted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many are the commands that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has commanded us with: salat, sawm, zakat, jihad, and all of that. And we cope with all of that, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us, we practice. If we erred, there were laxities, there were deficiencies, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold us accountable. We can come to terms with all of that. But this thoughts that come into our hearts, the thought that comes into our hearts is beyond our control. How do we deal with this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at the way in which he dealt with the sahaba on this particular issue with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are things that we need to learn. There are things that in our taqdeer, there are things that are preordained and predestined for us. And sometimes, Allah forbid, we begin to question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We begin to question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power and Allah's might. But sahaba, they submitted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, we cannot deal with this. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, and he said to the sahaba, O my sahaba, do you want to become like the Ahl Kitab, the people who were given the two books before, the Torah and the Injil, the Yahud and the Nasara, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded them to submit, what did they respond? Sami'na wa asayna. We've heard the commandments of Allah, wa asayna, and yet we disobey. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew the caliber of sahaba. In Surah Hujarat, it has been discussed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken the imtihan of the hearts of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the statement, and then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guided the Sahaba, and he said to the Sahaba, قُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا وَفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. O my beloved Sahaba, say سَمِعْنَا, we have heard the command of Allah. Allah, we have heard you. وَأَطَعْنَا, and O Allah, we have obeyed you. Whatever it be, O Allah, you have all the power, you have all the might, everything is in your hands, we obey you. But at the same time, غُفْرَانَك, O Allah, you forgive us. And to you is our ultimate return. When Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum submitted in this way to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's request, advice to them, immediately Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the next two verses of the surah. Number one, in the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates these words of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two, la yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha. The verse that follows that, the last verse of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not impose upon an individual, upon a soul, more than it can bear. In other words, according to some of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this verse then was abrogated. We'll discuss insofar as the different aspects of thoughts that come in. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. In the total control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the priority, the prerogative belongs to Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would punish whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires. Wallahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has power and might over all things. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.